In this next podcast, we're going to think about Christian beliefs around creation. The creation, the world and everything we know in the world, including the universe, how the universe was created, is rather complex. But we'll have a go at trying to explain what it means. Now, in the Bible, the creation story is found in the chapter Genesis, which is also in the Old Testament of the Bible, which is also in the Jewish Torah. Christians believe that God created the earth and all living things on earth. The story, as I say, of creation is found in the first book of the Bible, which is Genesis, in chapter 1. Many Christians believe that although it may not be scientifically accurate, the account contains religious truth, explaining that the process of creation was God's choice and that God designed and caused it to happen. The book of Genesis begins, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." The story goes on to give an account of how the universe was created, how the earth was created, how animals were created, and how humans were created. The final part of God's creation was indeed humans on day 6. This is believed to have happened in 6 periods of time, or 6 days, after which God rested on the 7th day. While the whole story is interesting, for Christians, the most important part is what is included in the quotation from the very beginning of the story, together with the belief that everything was created good. Now, many Christians interpret the story in Genesis as a way of describing the creation of the world by God. Not all Christians believe that God created the world literally 6 days. This group of Christians are called non-literalist Christians. They maybe believe that whilst God did create it, it may have been over a much longer period of time. And to them, 6 days could be something much longer, many thousands of years. Also, to some, of course, that they believe, in the non-literalist Christians believe, that science can explain God's creation. For example, the Big Bang theory, whilst a wonderful scientific theory, was created by God. It's interesting to note the reference to the Spirit of God hovering over the waters. It could be argued that even though God the Father is referred to as the Creator, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, was already active in what had become the world. This perhaps reinforces the idea of one God, rather than the three persons of the Trinity. Now, no one knows exactly when the story of Genesis 1 was first written, but experts believe it to be around 500 BC. This would be around 500 years before Jesus. Around 600 years later, in the New Testament of the Bible, John opened his gospel by saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made." Many people often feel that this is a reference to Jesus assisting God with the creation as everything as we know it. So some quotes that may well assist with this particular topic in terms of the story of creation. So, the opening line of the Bible, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. This demonstrates God's power and God's omnipotence. It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a suitable helper for him." This also shows us God, the idea of God being loving, creating a partner, a woman, for Adam, the first human. Another quote would be, "He created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him." This suggests that God created us to be like him. Another quote would be, "God saw all that he had made, and it was very good." This suggests that God was very happy with what he created. And finally, "God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." This again suggests that God had the power to create everything as he wanted it. So to recap this topic on creation, we must emphasize first, there is a group of Christians called literalist Christians. They believe in the idea that God created everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh. This is also why Christians believe that Sunday is their holy day and why Christians go to church on Sundays. We also must look at the belief of the idea of non-literalist Christians. They believe that this 6 days theory was over a much longer period of time. And whilst God did create everything, that this was over a much longer period of time and that we shouldn't interpret the Bible literally. They also, of course, believe that science can explain some of God's work, such as the Big Bang theory. And lastly, the Word, the idea that Jesus was with God in creating everything as we know it today. This is found in the Gospel of John. And some also believe the idea that he was with God from the very beginning and that through him, without him, nothing was made. Therefore, insisting that Jesus himself is a very important figure when it comes to creation.